Lots of news about the Buffalo Bills this morning, and with that, we decided to have a special Thursday edition of Beyond the Playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, and happy New Year's Eve to you, Jay.
Matt, we've been hearing all about it. The Bills will be allowed to have a little more than 6,700 fans into the stadium for the first time this season and for their first home playoff game in 25 years. Fill us in on the details.
It looks like the exact figure will be 6,772, or approximately 10% of capacity. And it represents the first time that fans have stepped foot in the stadium in Orchard Park in over a year, since December 29th, 2019, to be exact. It appears that season ticket holders will have the only opportunity to buy tickets, but will also have to cover the cost of a COVID test prior to entry. For some, it may be a welcome opportunity, and for others, maybe a risk not worth taking, and that's okay. But in a lot of ways, this first playoff home game in 25 years, it really feels like an intersection of sport mirroring life, both on and off the field. December of 2019, it feels so long ago when the stadium was alive with energy and the team on the field was just scratching the surface of their potential. But here we are now. The world has certainly turned upside down and so many people have lost so much. But for just a few hours on an afternoon next weekend, the team on the field will offer the smallest of breaks from reality. And I've said this before about what the Bills mean to the community, and I guess it seems like the most appropriate time to say it again. It's just a game, but for so many, sports represents a chance to get together with friends and family, to commiserate, which unfortunately it's been the common bond for the last couple of decades of Buffalo sports fandom, but also it's an opportunity to bond in joy and celebration. And if there's ever been a year where just a few hours of diversion and hope for rediscovering that sense of community is needed, well, I guess for a lot of people, you know, this has been that year. And let's face it, Buffalo fans have not only waited for what seems like so long to get back in the stadium, but for what now feels like the precipice of football success. And it seems only fitting that 2021 offers that break in the clouds for what we all hope are better days ahead. Next weekend, I expect those 6,700 voices to let a year's worth of challenges in life and a quarter century's worth of waiting in sports combine to sound like 67,000 or more. It should be quite the scene.
So there will be those 6,772 fans, to be exact, inside Bills Stadium to see a Bills team that is riding high this year. Give us some perspective. What do you expect to see?
Well, I expect an unusual and maybe even nervous energy at first, but when the ball's kicked off and the fun of the game takes over, I suspect we'll see the passion that Buffalo is known for fall right back into place. And despite the small number of fans, you just have to think that the players will feed off of this. I'm skeptical of how much crowds really impact sports, and don't get me wrong, I think they do, but at the end of the day, players are professionals. They've spent an entire lifetime in their arenas. They're often veterans who've heard and seen it all before. But I think that's where this Bills team is different in a really fun way, in that they're so young and they play with such an evident youthful exuberance that you have a hard time not seeing them feed off of the support from their city, regardless of the size. And when it comes to that support, there's actually a pretty remarkable symmetry and a history that Buffalonians may appreciate. And I really hope we're the first to mention, because we're certainly going to go way beyond the playbook and take a deep dive into the Buffalo sports archives for this one. 100 years ago, this month, later in the same year that the last major global pandemic finally ended, also represents the conclusion of the inaugural season of the Buffalo All-Americans of the American Professional Football Association, which was the precursor to the NFL. And at a time that I can only imagine that our Buffalo forefathers and foremothers were weary from a pandemic that lasted over 2 years and also took so much, there were Buffalo football fans, and they were looking for an escape through sport. And if you take a walk around the quad behind Old Main at Canisius College, where they played most of their games, and close your eyes, You can almost envision the crowd of Buffalo fans who cheered on their team, and it just so happens that the average home crowd for that season was just under 6,700 fans. Separated by almost exactly one century and joined by two pandemics, from the All-Americans to the Bills, 6,700 Buffalonians will once again cheer on their football team. Buffalo's been through this before, and we're going to get through it again.
Matt, always appreciate the perspective. Happy New Year to you, and look forward to talking to you again in 2021.
Happy New Year to you and everyone out there listening.